Well, the drop has taken place over a vast a distance of time, say. For the last year, I mean, was the best year, was 98. I know it's 19 years ago. We're near enough over 1,000 fish caught with a rod only. There were nets at the time in Loch Swally as well. And so there were plenty of fish about at that time. It's just declined slowly. But most rivers all over the world have declined with salmon stocks. But the salmon stock has declined by 90% in the last 20 years in the Cranna River.
We know that there are works currently underway to help the issue, but are you confident that it will address it?
Nobody would be able to tell you that for sure. It'll take, like the River Leddon there, that's over in Remelton there. That was closed since 2007. I believe it was open for catch and release 2 years ago, and it's just starting to pick up, so it's 10 years. You talk about 10 years at least, 5 to 10 years now. The Finn River there, there were reports last week that the Finn River has collapsed near enough on the grouse run. A grouse is a summer salmon. It comes in the summertime. And I'm just going by the report I read about it. There may have been other people saying it would be different, but I believe it's poor enough, the Finn. But the Cranna River itself, to me, has declined big time. What you had in Buncranna there in 2013, there was a fish kill. So that takes 5 years to work itself out. How that impacts on a river, and pollution's a big thing as well.
And from your own experience, Pat, do you feel that the situation there is prohibiting people fishing there and, you know, maybe affecting tourism indeed?
Oh, definitely, definitely. What you see now, if I fish the Cranna River now at the moment, and the few who are fishing the Cranna River, it's only about, there used to be 50 and 60 people fishing the Cranna River. Now you're down to maybe 10 or 15 people fishing it. That's how it's collapsed.